Bonjour et bienvenue. This is Real French with me, your host, Bomoyo Basso, a Francophile who is simply obsessed with sharing his love for the French language to make sure you learn French the right way. So join me every Tuesday and Thursday as we discuss all things French, going from grammar rules to general learning tips to materials for you to make sure you learn French and keep it as part of your daily routine. So to make sure you don't miss out on any of that, make sure you subscribe on your favorite podcast app now to never miss an episode. Bonjour, bonsoir. J'espère que vous allez tous très très bien. Okay, so it's Thursday, and what that means is that it's time for a bit of grammar. So basically, what I'm trying to do is that on Tuesdays, we're going to have a kind of like a pep talk, okay? Kind of like pep talk where I encourage you and I try to give you some advice depending on what the topic is. But on Thursdays, it's going to be strictly grammar, strictly new expressions, strictly actually learning words and phrases in the language. So I hope that format, I hope you like that format. My French and my English are mumbling up. I hope you like that format. I hope you're going to like that format. The reason why I said I hope that format first was because I was thinking in French, and in French it's j'espère que ce format te plaît, ou j'espère que ce format vous plaît. Okay, so don't mind me, I'm just being a bit weird. But today, like you can see in the title for this episode, we're going to be looking at five expressions with the word cool. Five expressions with the word cool. I like this word. I really love this word because it's a very French word. Everyone knows this word is French. It's extremely, extremely, extremely French. I'm sure you've probably heard of un coup d'état, which is used quite often in English. And you know, when people want to sound fancy and sound French, they like using un coup d'état. So yeah, that's just one of the words that transcends from French into English. And there are a lot of words that transcend from English into French as well. So I'm sure you've heard of coup d'état and coup. I'm sure you've heard that word before, en coup. Okay, so basically what it means is, in English, if you translate it, it means like a shot, a hit, a blow, okay? Like a blow, okay? Or a hit. So that's basically what en coup translates into. Okay, so I would advise you to also check out the pronunciation of that, the correct pronunciation of that. I may be pronouncing it slightly wrong, but I would like you to also check out the correct pronunciation by a native speaker, because as you probably know, I'm also a learner, but I'm just here on this podcast to share real tips to learn real French. And that's why I decided to call the podcast Real French, because sometimes as learners, all we see is just words that are not very useful in apps and in textbooks. And I just wanted to try to bridge that gap a bit with the podcast. But I'm not a native speaker. I am just someone who, from the introduction, I think I introduced myself as a Francophile who is simply just obsessed with sharing his love for the French language. And that's just who I am. Okay, no one special. Okay, again, I've gone on talking for minutes. That's not why you're here. You're here to learn five expressions with the word coup. Okay, so like we said, un coup is like a hit or a blow. Okay, so let's look at the first word. Okay, let's look at the first expression. So the first expression is avoir un coup de cœur. Avoir un coup de cœur. Okay, I'm not going to spend so much time explaining each and every one of them, but you have the spelling in the description, so you can check that out and also do a bit of study on your own later on as well. But the first expression is avoir un coup de cœur, okay, which is usually heard as avoir un coup de cœur, un coup de cœur, un coup de cœur. Can you hear how the the preposition de has been swallowed there. Avoir un coup de cœur becomes avoir un coup de cœur. Avoir un coup de cœur. Okay. And you can avoir un coup de cœur pour quelqu'un ou pour quelque chose. Okay? So literally, it means to have a hit of the heart. Okay? It means to have a hit of the heart. And just to explain this, I'm going to ask, when you were really little, I don't know if that happens to you now still, but when you were like really, really little, even younger than being a teenager, when you were like 10 or 9 or 8, or if you're that age right now and you're listening to the podcast, if you have a crush, if you have a girl or a boy that you like, when you see the person, you probably have this feeling of your heart skipping a beat, right? Of this, I don't know how to describe it, but it feels like something happened in your chest, something happened in your heart anytime you see your crush, okay? And that's exactly what it means to have. That's exactly what avoir un coup de cœur means. It means avoir un coup de cœur pour quelqu'un ou pour quelque chose. It means to have a crush on something or someone, okay? So that's the first expression. Avoir un coup de cœur. Avoir un coup de cœur pour quelque chose ou quelqu'un. The next expression is avoir un coup de barre. Avoir un coup de barre. Or avoir un coup de pompe. Avoir un coup de barre. Or avoir un coup. Sorry. Or avoir un coup de pompe. Okay? So you can also hear this as avoir un coup de barre, avoir un coup de barre, which is the one I'm familiar with. I just learned avoir un coup de pompe as well. So the two mean the same thing basically. And this literally means to have a hit of a bar or of a pump. Okay? So imagine someone held a bar, an iron bar or something like that, and hit it on your head. You'd suddenly, well, it would be painful, but after that pain, you'd feel really, really tired, right? And avoir un coup de barre or avoir un coup de pompe means to feel tired all of a sudden, okay? It means to feel tired all of a sudden, okay? Avoir un coup de barre, avoir un coup de pompe. The next expression we're going to be looking at is one I love. I love this expression so much. I use it all the time. And French people are always so impressed when you use this particular expression. I don't know why. I have no idea why, because it's very useful in everyday life. It's also very, very French. So for you to say this, when you say this, it means like, ah, this guy is, or this person, or this girl, or this person, okay, is really, really learning the language quite religiously, even if you like. So the expression is jeter un coup d'œil. Jeter un coup d'œil. Okay? In fast spoken French, you can hear jeter un coup d'œil. Jeter un coup d'œil. Jeter un coup d'œil. Jeter un coup d'œil. Okay? So if we look at it word by word, the word jeter means to throw, okay? To throw, to like throw something. Jeter. Un coup d'œil, right? So, un œil is an eye. But les yeux are eyes, okay? So, it's a very, very weird one where un œil is quite weird to spell or pronounce, but it's a really cool word. I love it. Un œil is one eye, okay? Mais des yeux, les yeux, are two eyes or eyes, okay? So, jeter un coup d'œil literally means to throw a hit of an eye, kind of like to throw your eye in a way, if that makes sense. But what this means is, in real sense, is that it means to quickly have a look at something. So if someone says, I don't know, hey, please, I need you to follow my Instagram page. I do this, I do this, I do that. You can say, ah, t'inquiète, il n'y a pas de problème. Peut-être je vais jeter un coup d'œil plus tard. Je vais jeter un coup d'œil plus tard. I'm going to have a look at it, okay? I'm going to quickly have a look at it. Jeter un coup d'œil. Jeter un coup d'œil. Okay, so the fourth expression that we're going to look at today is boire un coup. Boire un coup. Okay, so boire, you know, means to drink, right? Je bois, tu bois, and all the other forms of conjugation of that verb. So boire un coup means to drink a shot. Okay, to drink a shot. But literally, if you hear, je vais aller boire un coup. Tu veux me suivre? Je vais aller boire un coup. You know? So, boire un coup is usually, when it's said, it usually means to have a drink. Okay? To have a drink. And the last expression we're going to look at today, because I don't want to keep this too long. I think 10 minutes plus is just quite fine. So, the last expression is avoir un coup de foudre. Avoir un coup de foudre. Avoir un coup de foudre. Okay, that's usually how you would hear it in fast-spoken French. Avoir un coup de foudre. Avoir un coup de foudre. Avoir un coup de foudre. Okay? And this literally means to have a bolt of lightning. Okay? To have a bolt of lightning. But what this means, avoir un coup de foudre, and I've also heard avoir le coup de foudre, but here I have it as avoir un coup de foudre. Okay? So that basically means to fall in love with someone at first sight. To fall in love with someone head over heels. Kind of like at first sight. Kind of like a lightning bolt. Like, boom, immediately you saw the person and, ah, you just fell in love. That's avoir un coup de foudre. Okay, so I hope you liked this episode. If you did, don't forget to leave a rating on Apple Podcasts, as it increases the visibility of the podcast, helps others find the podcast, and it's just really, really cool. You can leave a review. You can leave a 5-star rating if if you like, but then that's completely up to you. I'll be very, very happy if you could just leave any rating whatsoever. If you like the podcast and if you're listening to it on Apple Podcast. Also, don't forget to share the podcast if you liked it, if it taught you something, if you found an expression that was really, really cool and you'd like to share it with your conversation partner, your teacher, your friend, or your family members, anyone you know who is learning French. That's how we're going to improve together. So don't forget to share it with your loved ones. I hope you have a really good day, and don't forget to learn French the right way. Ciao, ciao.